Good morning, and welcome to Hillcrest Congregational Church, United Church of Christ. Whoever you are, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Today is the fourth Sunday of Easter. Our worship theme for this season is Heart of the Matter, and our worship theme for this Sunday is Hearts Overflowing. And I hope your hearts will, as we hear and reflect on some of the most beloved scriptures in our Bible. Preaching today will be our pastoral associate, Allison Keekley. Thanks to her and to all involved in the worship service. We will hear the news of community and then prepare ourselves for worship.
Hello, everyone. This is Katie Colbeth, and it is my honor and pleasure to be your liturgist today for this May 3rd worship service. Remember that there will be a Zoom virtual fellowship hour after the service at 11:30 a.m. using your telephone, computer, iPad, or smartphone program. Reverend Fred has sent an email yesterday with detailed instructions and a link for everyone to join in. Because this is the first Sunday of the month, we will, as usual, celebrate Holy Communion together. And this will take place at 11:30 during the fellowship hour. So please, prepare a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice or other beverage to have handy as we celebrate this precious sacrament together. Again, please refer to Reverend Fred's Saturday email for detailed instructions on how to join in today. Christian Education Sunday School will take place this afternoon. Zoom links are emailed weekly to the families. If your child hasn't yet participated, email or call Youth Minister Allison Keekley Silva for further information. Adult Ed began with a bang this past Wednesday, and we look forward to this coming Wednesday, May 6th at 4 p.m. All are invited. Our overall topic is the universal Christ, and we will continue our exploration of cosmic and down-to-earth questions through video, which we watch together, followed by discussion. Information about how to join through Zoom will come early next week from Reverend Fred. Good news! The remaining food in Hillcrest's food room was successfully donated to the Monument Crisis Center, which still has an active food distribution program for the community. Many thanks to Carolyn Smith for organizing this donation, to Neil and Dennis for providing their truck, and to Carolyn McKenzie and Ryan, who helped make the delivery. Big news! Thank you, Betty Wyrick, for initiating the sale of the precious inventory of bells formerly used by the Hillcrest Bell Choir. With great assistance from Carolyn McKenzie, the project is complete, and an article in the Hillcrest newsletter reveals all the details. Be sure to read it. Congratulations to all involved. And finally, our church office remains physically closed, but is still available for contact. Just visit the Hillcrest website or read the written news of the community for information on how to contact Office Manager Carolyn Muller-Reese, Assistant Minister Allison Keekley Silva, or Reverend Fred. And now, let us begin our worship service.
My shepherd, you supply my need. Most holy is your name. In pastures fresh, you make me feed beside the living stream. You bring my wandering spirit back when I forsake.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
He leads me in right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil.
For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
My shepherd, you supply my need. Most holy is your name.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
My shepherd, you supply my need. Most holy is your name. My shepherd, you supply my need. Most holy is your name. In pastures fresh, you make me feed beside the living stream. You bring my wandering spirit back when I forsake the ways, and lead me for your mercy's sake in paths of truth and grace. When I walk through the shades of death, your presence is my strength. Attend me all my days. Oh, may your house be my abode, and all my work be praise. Here I would find us who don't rest, while others cool and cool. No more stranger or a guest, but like a child at
we center our hearts into one and begin. Breathing slowly, gently place your hand on your heart in rhythm to your heartbeat. Holy living God, heartbeat of creation, help us to take this time together to center in you. You made us and give us life. You are with us every moment. In every breath, in every step, God assures us. Be still, O heart, you're not alone. Your beat is shared with me. Come now and calmly center here, for you are mine, secure and free. Now, please take a slow breath. Relax your shoulders. Let go of any tension you are carrying and slowly breathe out. Repeat. Take a slow breath. Relax your shoulders. Let go of any tension you are carrying and slowly breathe out. If you have a stone, pick it up now and let touching its surface remind us of the closeness of God's touch. Within, between, and around us. Such love is close to us. It is the heart of God who invites us to release our worries into the love and care that is God. Let us pray. Gracious God, into your care, we offer our worries, our fears, and strife. We turn to you and know you are there. Light, love, and life. Amen.
As we continue now with the prayers of the people, those who have it may wish to continue holding a stone or whatever you have, and we will all hold each other across distance as we share God's presence from within our hearts and homes. We pray to our good shepherd God, who guides us and walks with us and blesses us through those periods that are warm and wonderful and all is good, and who guides us and walks beside us and strengthens us and comforts us and blesses us through the tough and troubling and challenging times. We pray to our God in these times, when it is difficult not to be near so many of the people we love and care for, people we may be worried about. I invite you to take a moment and say out loud the names of people you wish were with you at your table, beside you on your couch, wherever you are. As we name them, they are present with us in our hearts. Let me add to the names we are calling out, Clarita Wooldridge and her family and all who mourn the death of her husband, their father and grandfather, and a colleague and friend of so many, Bob Wooldridge. Norm Inkster, who as I speak remains in a step-down facility following a hospitalization and is expecting to be home very soon. Ron Henriksen, who is home following a brief time in hospital and recovering. And for my mother-in-law, Heide Marie Backhaus, who will be entering hospital tomorrow for further testing and to begin radiation treatment. We also call out prayers for people we cannot name because we don't know their names. We know they need our prayers and God's comfort and strength. For those who've lost loved ones, for those who are sick and recovering, for those caring for loved ones, for those who are feeling alone and isolated and struggling in any way through this period, finding food, housing, health care, testing, employment, or other means of income. For those who are helping and feeling the joy and the burden of helping, including our healthcare workers, first responders, grocery store workers, mass transit workers. For all who are doing so much to help so many and keep us safe. For all who are following protocols to keep themselves and others safe. For those who are afraid. For all we add now. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out God's Spirit, God's Holy Spirit of compassion, of strength, of challenge, of presence, I ask that that Spirit be with us and empower us across physical distance now as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's scripture from Acts chapter 2 extends the theme of our Easter series, The Heart of the Matter, because it shows us the value early Christians placed in the acts of supporting each other abundantly, particularly as they too gathered in isolation and sometimes even in secret. There are so many ways to live life to the fullest right now, or as another version of the scripture calls it, ways to live life abundantly. Being together, either physically or virtually, is one important way for us in this moment to live fully. Perhaps our act will be to continue some of these new connection habits beyond this time of isolation. And now the scripture. The believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the community, to their shared meals, and to their prayers. A sense of awe came over everyone. God performed many wonders and signs through the apostles. All the believers were united and shared everything. They would sell pieces of property and possessions and distribute the proceeds to everyone who needed them. Every day they met together in the temple and ate in their homes. They shared food with gladness and simplicity. They praised God and demonstrated God's goodness to everyone. The Lord added daily to the community those who were being saved.
Our gospel reading today is from the book of John. In this passage, Jesus once again uses a metaphor of sheep and a shepherd, much like we heard in the 23rd Psalm earlier. In this passage, the sheep know that the shepherd really cares about them and offers what they need, good, abundant, green pastures to eat in. They recognize the shepherd who takes care of them as they hear his voice. I assure you that whoever doesn't enter into the sheep pen through the gate, but climbs over the wall, is a thief and an outlaw. The one who enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The guard at the gate opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whenever he has gathered all of his sheep, he goes before them, and they follow him, because they know his voice. They won't follow a stranger, but will run away, because they don't know the stranger's voice. Those who heard Jesus use this analogy didn't understand what he was saying. So Jesus spoke again. I assure you that I am the gate of the sheep. All who come before me were thieves and outlaws, but the sheep didn't listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief enters only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came so they could have life. Indeed, so they could live life to the fullest. Hey guys! So our gospel reading today talks about Christ as the Good Shepherd. And I know you all know Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, because we've talked about that in Sunday school. One of the things that I'm going to talk about in my sermon today is about how everyone in the ancient world knew what a shepherd was and what a shepherd did. But nowadays, we don't necessarily see shepherds around so much. So, if you were to come up with a metaphor for the Good Shepherd nowadays, liken Jesus to somebody who protects us and cares for us and guides us, what would you use? Maybe a teacher? Maybe a parent? I don't know. But while you're listening to the sermon, think about it, and maybe share with a family member or a friend. See you all in Sunday school.
Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. God is my shepherd, so nothing I shall want. I rest in the meadows of faithfulness and love. I walk by the quiet waters of peace. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Gently you raise me and heal my weary soul. You lead me by pathways of righteousness and truth. My spirit shall sing the music of your name. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, advance beyond my fears, from death into life. Though I should wander in valley of death, I fear no evil, for you are at my side, your rod and your staff, my comfort and my hope. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. You have set me a banquet of love in the face of hatred, crowning me with love beyond my power to hold. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life. Surely your kindness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of my God forevermore. Shepherd me, O God, beyond my wants, beyond my fears, from death into life.
Holy Spirit, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. I just love Psalm 23. There's a reason it's the one psalm everybody knows. I've turned to it for comfort in hard times, and I suspect that many of you have done the same. Listening to it, reading it aloud, feels like wrapping myself in a warm, familiar blanket. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. But what does that mean, that the Lord is my shepherd? We see that imagery of shepherds and sheep used everywhere in Christianity. Christ is so often depicted as the good shepherd, as we see in today's gospel. Jacob worked as a shepherd to earn the hand of his wife. Moses was a shepherd in Midian. King David was a shepherd when he fought Goliath. A bishop's staff is styled after a shepherd's crook. And even the word pastor literally means shepherd. How often do you stop to think about why that is? So today, I'd like to take a few minutes to look past those green pastures and still waters and get a little bit analytical. You see, the Bible is incredibly well written. The biblical authors took on the task of describing the indescribable. They had to use words to convey concepts so big and so amazing that language can barely seem to hold them. So they used metaphor and poetry, beautiful language, evocative imagery. But language changes. Metaphor depends on cultural context. And the Bible is just so old that sometimes the message can get muddied. I wanted to give this sermon because I've known people who were put off by the image of the Good Shepherd. After all, if Christ, or the church, or the pastor is the shepherd, then doesn't that make us sheep? And wait, isn't being a sheep a bad thing? Nowadays, it's an insult to be called a sheep. It means you're a follower, that you can't think for yourself. It means that you're helpless and ignorant, waiting for someone to take advantage of you. If you aren't careful, you might get fleeced. If you're unlucky, you might be led like a lamb to the slaughter. So when the Bible seems to be asking us to be like sheep, it can give us pause. But people in the ancient world thought about shepherds and sheep differently. Shepherding was a part of daily life for the intended audience. Some of them would have been shepherds. Most would have known shepherds. and everybody would have had an understanding of what being a shepherd meant. They would have known that shepherding was a dangerous job. Israel had wolves, bears, and even lions that might find a flock of sheep to be tempting prey. And often the shepherd would have to drive them off, armed only with a staff and a sling. They would also have known that shepherding was a necessary job. The people were dependent on their flocks to survive. In the very next line, right after today's gospel reading ends, Jesus says that the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Why? Why would he do that? Because the shepherd can't survive without the sheep. Without sheep, the shepherd has nothing to sell, nothing to eat, no wool for clothes, no milk to drink, and no sacrifice to be in right relationship with God. In the ancient world, sheep and shepherds needed each other, depended on each other for survival. When ancient people saw sheep, they wouldn't have seen mindless followers or fools. They would have seen a vital part of what made their society function. And Christ? Where's Christ in this metaphor? Well, Christ isn't just the Good Shepherd. Christ is also the Lamb of God. He's both shepherd and sheep. Specifically, he plays the role of both the shepherd and the sheep when they have to suffer and die for the good of the other. The Good Shepherd lays down his life protecting the flock. The Lamb of God is sacrificed to take the sins of the world. What I take out of these passages is that we play both roles in our lives. Sometimes we're shepherds, and sometimes we're sheep. Sometimes we lead, and sometimes we follow. Always, whichever role we're playing, we should understand that we're all in this together, that we depend on one another, and that Christ is always with us, taking on the hardest parts, the heaviest burdens, so that we don't have to. So then, what does it mean to be a shepherd? Well, I think it's not just any leader. God knows there are plenty of leaders who don't act for the good of others, including ones that call themselves pastors. I think these are the thieves and the bandits that the Gospel of John describes. They take for themselves and use their power to harm those who have none. Now, I think a shepherd is a leader who acts for the good of the whole. Someone who follows Christ's example of bravery and self-sacrifice. Someone willing to work hard for those they lead, because they understand that their fates are tied together. And we need shepherds now, since these are hard times. Many of us, maybe even most of us right now, are, to some degree, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. As the quarantine drags on, fear and uncertainty about the future can become constant companions. I know it's taken its toll on me and on my loved ones. That's why I'm so comforted by the old familiar words of Psalm 23. It reminds me that whatever else happened, we have the ultimate Good Shepherd protecting and guiding us. That ultimately, our fate is in the hands of a God who loves us so much that that God would suffer and die for our sake. I shall fear no evil indeed. So go forth. Except don't go forth, because we're staying home. But metaphorically go forth and be shepherds. Go forth and be sheep. Lead and be led. Care and be cared for. Love and be loved. And understand that we are all in this together, and that Christ is in it with us, easing our burdens and leading us to those still waters. And let all God's people say, Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, give thanks to His name. Come, let us pray.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Give thanks to the risen Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia. Give praise to His name.
And now it's the time of offering. As we participate in this shared experience at separate times, in separate spaces, let's remember that together we can make an impact on our community and our world through our gifts of time, talent, and financial resources. It is in this spirit that we offer our gifts. Please continue to give by sending in pledges or offerings through the mail or giving online at hillcrestucc.org. Our gifts support and grow our vital ministries to care for each other, our community, and the world. And please remember to take good care of yourselves and each other. We are church together. We give together as we support one another and support our ministries. Let us pray. Gracious God, draw close to our hearts today and remind us that your sustaining love of us and all people endures forever. Bless our gifts that they may help others know that they are held in your loving light. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Alleluia, alleluia. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, whose power uplifts. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that our unity may one day be restored, and then all we are Christians by our love, by our love, and then all we are Christians by each other, we will walk hand in hand, we will walk with each other, we will walk hand in hand, and together we'll spread the news that God is in our land, and then all we are Christians by our love, by our love, yes, then all we are Christians by our each other, we will work side by side, we will work with each other, we will work side by side, and we'll guard each other's dignity and save each one's pride, and then all we are Christians by our love, by our love, yes, then all we are Christians by our love. Praise to the Father, from whom all things come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, God's only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us one, and then all we are Christians by our love, by our love, yes, then all we are Christians by our love.
For our blessing and passing of the peace, I invite you to put both hands on your heart, close your eyes for just a moment, and think about our good shepherd God embodied in Jesus. Think of all the love and compassion, comfort and strength, peace and connection God bless you. God will bless you in every way you connect and feel connection and share connection with God, with creation, with others. And now reach out and connect. If there is someone or someones with you in your household, I invite you to connect immediately and physically with them. If not, or even if so, I invite you to imagine your arms extending further than anyone who may be with you, like the arms of the Good Shepherd, or even the arms of the cross. Imagine those arms and your arms extending out, sharing and inviting God's love and care for all. Share the peace, the love, the strength, the presence overflowing from your heart. The peace of Christ be with you, and let everybody say, and also with you. Amen. Our service has ended. We will gather in real time at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, May 3rd, for a special fellowship time on our Zoom platform. Since this is the first Sunday of the month, that makes it a communion Sunday for our Hillcrest family. I invite you to prepare a small piece of bread and a small cup of juice or other handy beverage, and join us at 11:30 for a brief service of Holy Communion, followed by a time for fellowship and sharing. The information to join on Zoom has been circulated. If you haven't got it or have questions or concerns about joining, please email me at revfred.hillcrest@att.net, revfred.hillcrest@att.net. Go in peace. Stay home in peace. Shelter in peace. And share God's peace. Hope to see you soon. Amen.